I welcome each of us to this third day of Capstone Presentations. We reached the halfway point with presentations today, with the fifth and sixth presentations, and then we'll have Capstone Presentations the following 2 weeks. Today's presentations will come from Clayton Payne and Ryan Schaefer. I invite us to the prayer that I have read already twice and now a third time to begin our presentations. Pray with me. Gracious God, we are grateful for our two presenters today, Clayton and Ryan. Thank you for the ways in which your Spirit has worked in their lives and in their time at the seminary. Bless them now as they share the fruits of their labor and the vision they possess with us. May your Spirit move in our midst as we respond. Amen. I'd like to introduce Clayton. It's interesting for those of you. I had students fill out a sheet with information that I could use in their introductions, and I've had to with several of the students eliminate certain things that they wrote on their paper for introduction, and Clayton would be one of those, I think. Yes. Clayton Payne was born in California and lived most of his life in Las Vegas, Nevada. He comes from a broader ecumenical background, but is currently a United Methodist. Clayton has a Bachelor of Science in Religion from Liberty University in Lynchburg, Virginia. His ministry experience includes the following. He was Minister of Youth and Discipleship at Desert Spring United Methodist Church in Las Vegas, Pastor of St. James United Methodist Church from 2004 to 10, Pastor of Monterey Charge United Methodist Church 2010 to 2012, and Pastor of Sharando United Methodist Church 2012 to the present. Clayton is married to Sarah Payne, and Sarah is here this morning. Sarah is also a seminary student. They are the father of Cody Payne. Clayton's interests beyond his studies include theology, racquetball, travel, and spending time with family. Clayton, we welcome you to your presentation, which is entitled Sacramentality in United Methodist Congregations, Developing and Reclaiming Intentional Faith Practices in Non-Sacramental Churches.
Well, thank you, Lonnie. And a moment of personal privilege, I want to thank Sarah, my wife, who has joined us today, for the long hours that it has taken to reach this point, and for the friends and family that have joined as well in this journey, along with the churches that I have served along the way. And yes, even you professors. Thank you. Well, today I want to talk to you about this because I'm passionate about it, but I also want to talk to you about this because I have seen that when it is done right, the sacraments provide life to the local congregation, to the broader ministry context, and also to the world. So today we're going to talk about sacramentality in the United Methodist congregation. Well, this morning, I want to say a word of focus here this morning. I want to tell you first off that this conversation in and of itself would be too large to have in what Lonnie promised me would be 45 minutes of presentation that have to be now condensed down to 20, I found out this morning. Just playing. But all joking aside, that this conversation would be much broader. For the purpose of this morning, I will be focusing on United Methodist polity and United Methodist doctrine. And I will also be not giving you a justification according to the biblical narrative, though there would be many, but primarily focusing on the theological, practical, and historical ramifications that sacramentality has to do with the local congregation. So this morning, I also want to tell you that in my process, I was able to interview via survey 65 United Methodist persons and also interview face-to-face over 10. Primarily focusing on laity and rural congregations and speaking to them about how they perceive the sacraments, ministry, and their church. So let us begin. This morning, I want to tell you that this is a framing thought for me, that you have shown yourself to me, O Christ, face to face. I met you in the sacraments. The sacraments are very important to us as United Methodists, and especially as the people of God. We see this in our scriptural narratives, that Jesus says to do this in remembrance of me, to literally not forget in our practice. And that we know something is special about this, because we proclaim the Lord's death until his return. We also know that baptism is greatly important to the ministry of the church. This aspect of incorporation has to do with both the evangelical witness of the church, the commandment of Christ, and also the coming of the kingdom. These are very important things this morning, and we want to spend some time with them. So the first thing I want to do this morning is help frame our time by talking to you about what sacramentality is. In its broadest definition, it pertains to sacrament. And sacraments confer the grace that they signify. Whether we're talking from a Reformer's position or simply from the United Methodist perspective, we can talk either from Calvin, saying that they're not mere signs. But this morning, I simply want to use this broad definition that sacraments confer the things that they signify. So when we talk about grace being given in the sacraments, we're talking about sacramentality. But I also want to tell you this morning that the sacraments pertain to more than simply the acts of baptism and Eucharist in the United Methodist tradition. It also pertains to a way in which God acts through conduits of grace and how we speak about graciousness and God's efficacious hope for us, that something is effectual and gracious. So this morning, I want to tell you that the United Methodist Church recognizes two sacraments of baptism and Eucharist, and that we celebrate these in different ways and in different times, but that in our United Methodist churches, these are the two that we recognize. So as I started to look at this, I realized that there seemed to be an issue, that many churches were practicing with more frequency and regularity about how they would engage sacramental practice, whether it be in baptism or in Eucharist. And what I found was very interesting, that many were not engaging. In fact, out of the people that I surveyed, over 40% said that they felt like they engaged too often in sacramental practice. When asked how often they engaged, the normative answer was monthly, and some were even lifelong Methodists that were saying that they engaged quarterly, especially in the sacrament of Eucharist. This was an alarming fact to me that most United Methodists that were engaged in the survey and also in personal interviews found very little spiritual significance in their practice of Eucharist or baptism. One of the things that I noticed immediately was that this was not simply an issue of restoring a practice. That if we were going to somehow reclaim our sacramentality as United Methodist persons, that this was simply not about having Eucharist more frequently or finding children to baptize more often, but that there was something intrinsically wrong with how we perceived sacramentality. The issues surrounding practice were rooted in deeply held theological positions. And to be quite honest, they weren't always articulated fully. Most issues had to do with a broader understanding of the ministry of the church and the theological ramifications therein. When I tried to boil these down into simplistic points, most of these issues pertained to three individual issues in and of themselves. They proclaimed they had to do with theological issues, historical issues, and practical issues. The people in our local congregations were both suffering from theological issues surrounding the sacraments. They tended to be ahistorical as far as their United Methodist heritage, and they even suffered with practical issues. So what did this look like? Well, when we engaged theologically, most lay members interviewed did not understand the church as the world's efficacious hope. What do I mean by this? They had a very low viewpoint of the church. Now, how does this have to do with sacraments? I want to get to that. But I want to tell you this morning that people that were interviewed, when speaking about their church, saw their church as more of a revivalistic outpost than the body of Christ in the world. This was alarming to me. In fact, when interviewed and engaged, most people never even used, when asked what the church was to them, they never even used the language of body of Christ. I found this to be very troubling. Not only was there theological issues, there also were historical issues. I found that of the churches that were interviewed and of the persons interviewed, most persons that were on a charge were only having communion quarterly. Now, for those of you that are here this morning, a charge is when several congregations in the United Methodist faith tradition are yoked together. And you can have multiple point charges. Some of the persons that were interviewed were on up to 3-point charges, meaning that there were 3 congregations on their circuit. Some of those that were interviewed only took communion quarterly. I asked them when the last time they had a baptism, they could not recall. Dealing with deep issues. And I began to realize that this was not simply an issue of a current contextual reality, but this was an issue that had to go back all the way to historical issues of limited clergy in pre-1784 at the founding of the United Methodist Church, or what would become the United Methodist Church, and even beyond. We see that this was a huge historical issue as well, and we've wrestled with it greatly. As United Methodists, we've even taken the knife to our liturgy in 1792. We have great historical issues when it comes to how we talk about sacramentality. In fact, when we speak of this, we can even go as far to say is that changes in 1792, historical changes, even opened up the idea of adult baptism in our tradition. There was even a short time where people could historically be rebaptized. So this understanding of issues pertaining to sacraments was not necessarily reality simply for the local congregations today, but these had been long, deep-seated historical issues. But not only were they theological issues, and not only were they historical issues, they were also practical issues. And I want to speak to you about this because I found this deeply troubling as well. When in interviews, people were articulating that they felt that sacramentality, or even the sacrament of Eucharist, was repetitious and mundane. More than one interviewer said this. That they felt like they were getting no spiritual nourishment out of their community's sacramental practices. The dominant theme was that they emphasized oral tradition over ritualized practice. When asked to give account of how they saw sacraments, preaching, and communal aspects of worship, such as singing, and communal things that we do together, such as community prayers, they put a higher emphasis on preaching over everything. Preaching was scored the highest out of all 3 that were asked. Sacraments, communal aspects of worship, were then scored lower. I found this really interesting that most of the people that were suffering from a low understanding of sacraments were valuing a very high oral tradition. To summarize, most surveyed struggled with articulating a view that made the church a source of grace, let alone the sacraments. Most surveyed were caught in a cycle of historical issues that led to limited engagement with sacraments. And lastly, most persons emphasized individualism and desire to be free from repetition. They found the sacraments to be repetitious. So I began to think, how do we move forward if this is about recovering sacramentality, if this is about speaking life into this system to bring newness into it, if it is about reclaiming something, how do we move forward in ways that are life-giving? that are both practical and speak to the pastoral needs of our congregations. So I began to think about what the data would support along with our theological tradition, and I'm going to suggest to you 3 points this morning that we need to reframe history, think theologically, and re-envision practicality. Now, for the sake of time, I'm going to move very quickly. So as we move towards reframing history, it becomes very important for us as sacramental people to help our congregations, to help our leadership understand that in our original intent, in the original intent that John Wesley, the founder of the United Methodist Church, had for us, was that the sacramental worship, the sacramental identity, would be at the center of who we are. It was about reframing the historical opinions of our local congregations. Part of the issue that we had with quarterly communion was about practicality and limited availability of clergy. We need to help them understand that frequent communion, i.e. weekly when possible, was John Wesley and the original Methodist way of doing things. We need to also remember that John Wesley didn't even partake weekly. He partook daily. So we need to reframe our history, but we need to do more than that. We need to think theologically. Instead of allowing our people to think of the church, the local congregation, as a revivalistic outpost that shares an oral tradition, we need to allow them to think in sacramental ways about the local congregation. We need to reinstill, even in oral tradition, a high view of the church. One of my favorite quotes here this morning: if Christ is the sacrament of God, the church is for us the sacrament of Christ. We need to have a high viewpoint of the church. Now, I don't want to say this in ways that glorifies institutionalism, but we need to have a high view of what is going on in our local congregations. We need to be at the forefront of reestablishing a high church understanding. We can back this up through our understanding of baptism and ministry and even Eucharist, that we need to have this high view. We see that from our quotes here today from our United Methodist author, Stuckey, that Eucharist is for us a way of revealing God through earthly things. So it not only becomes about understanding the church as sacramental, it's about reclaiming these sacramental acts as a way of understanding who God is. And likewise, as we think theologically, we need to move from a place of simple faith and simple theology to a place that we understand that not only are the sacraments important for the local congregation, but they are also an ethical call to ministry. This is not simply oral tradition. This is not simply dead ritual. But that in the call of the sacraments, there is a call to an understanding of the church, an understanding of conduits of faith and grace, and there's also an ethical ramification to the things that we do in worship. As we partake the loaf together, we are reminded that we are to be the loaf for others. And lastly, this morning, we need to think practically. What does thinking practically look like? Well, one of the things that was constantly said was that people were tired of the liturgy. They found the liturgy to be long, repetitious, and boring. United Methodist clergy need to be at the forefront of invigorating the liturgy. How do we do this? Well, as United Methodist clergy, we need to theologically proclaim with excitement the works of God in the liturgy. And we also need to step away from somber memorial meals and move towards celebration and anticipation. We, as United Methodist clergy, need to be at the forefront of helping people to reframe their expectations. We need to be inviting them into experiential aspects of the sacrament. When they come and partake of baptism or of Eucharist, they need to be excited because of what God can do and how God can move. And lastly, we need to create space for reverent engagement, inviting the community to anticipate God's movement and sacramental acts. So in closing, I want to tell you some very practical things, and I love this quote. If there's white on the table, it's time to celebrate. As United Methodists, when you see white paraments on the table, it's time to entice our congregations to be about the celebration of Eucharist. But even more than that, we need to be remembering that we are sacramental people, not just in Eucharist, but also in baptism. Easter Sunday should be an opportunity for us to remember this, a central point to reframe our Christian year. We need to be about baptisms. I don't know what to tell you. Go find people that need to be baptized. Easter Sunday should be a day of celebration where we initiate new persons into the community of faith. But we also need to get our congregations to participate in baptismal remembrance services on a regular basis. For too long, we have disconnected the remembrance of our baptism and our Christian commitment. That was one thing that came out very clear in our survey. The other thing that I suggest today is that we weave sacramentality throughout sermons and especially on days where sacramental events are occurring. We need to be, as United Methodist clergy, as laypersons in the United Methodist tradition, at the forefront of helping our people to reclaim their sacramental heritage through teaching. With that being said, we need to start young. We need to be fostering a new generation that sees the sacraments as vital to the ministry of the church. Through confirmation, wherever we get the chance, we need to be doing this. We also need to preach on the sacraments. And I suggest here today that we start church meetings with Eucharist. And I truly believe that if we're going to change things, we need to start the dialogue. Because I believe that if we are to start this dialogue about what the church is and is not, about overcoming certain bends to not practice over practice, I truly believe that if we're excited about it, invigorated by the potential of God meeting us around the altar and around the font, the great things will happen. I want to close with this quote with you this morning. The Eucharist is a feast in which we, with the risen Lord incarnate, the hope we have of the righteous realm in which Christ's sacrificial love destroys barriers among human beings and between humanity and God. To this feast, all are invited by God on equal terms. I hope and pray that with your help, that we can restore sacramentality to the United Methodist Church. Thank you.